So I'm a social worker at a community mental health center in the city. We have a day program, homeless outreach program, case management program. Folks with mental health diagnoses come in throughout the day to get their needs met. And about this time last year, to be honest, things were pretty rough. We had a coworker out after he got in a pretty serious altercation in the field. We were really stressed, and you could just kind of feel it when you walked in, right? I was kind of concerned for my safety, how to take care of my clients, and this time's also really rough for a lot of our clients. They were having increased depression and anxiety and paranoia, and you could just kind of feel it when you walked in, right? It was just sort of stressful and difficult. And so one day at our morning meeting, our psychiatrist has this huge smile on her face. And I'm like, okay, is she going to propose maybe a new intervention or a resource that can kind of help us during this time? No, instead of the smile, she said, I have an idea. Let's do a play. The Christmas Carol. It's going to be great. The clients are going to get involved. Wait, are you that play about, like, with the ghosts? Yeah. So-and-so is facing eviction. I'm not really sure. No, really, it's going to be good. So she was really excited, and we were exhausted, so we were like, okay, let's do the Christmas Carol. So in 2 weeks, we were going to perform this play. So as all good theater people do, well, actually, I have zero idea what good theater people do. We were like, okay, we need to do set and costumes. So at one of our groups for our clients, I got out some paper and some pencils, I found some markers and crayons, and I said, okay, guys, let's do some scenery. Okay, I now know there are so many different interpretations of like a fireplace and a storefront and a bedroom, but okay, we got some scenery, feeling good. Okay, now I need to get some actors. So, I mean, I really tried. I put in a smile, I really gave it my best, but I got a lot of, no, I don't think so. And, wait, who is Scrooge? So, okay, no worries, we're going to just have people read their lines, I'll do it the day of. So 2 weeks flew by, and before you know it, it was the time for the Christmas Carol. So we went into the cafeteria, our theater for the show, we put up our scenery. I don't think you would think we were doing the Christmas Carol, but you knew something was happening, so I felt good about it. And I was like, okay, well, we still need actors, so go into the waiting room. And there I see her, Virginia. Now, a little background about Virginia. Of course, I changed her name. But she is one of my favorite clients. She can be a little abrupt. She's a little irritable, can be a little angry. She's a lot of paranoia, so it sort of fuels this. For example, I would usually end our sessions being like, oh, it's great to see you, Virginia. I'll see you next week. And she would always look at me and say, we'll see. I'm going to legal aid right now to try to close you all down. So we'll see if you're open. And then she would leave. But, in spite of that, she was one of my favorite clients. She was resilient, and she was resourceful, and she had a great smile. And I do think if I was talking about any bio about her, she would also want me to include this. She, like, loves honey mustard. I mean, loves it. Like, key thing. So anyways, this was Virginia. I really, really felt she had probably a few better things to do than me and the Christmas Carol. But once again, put on like my salesman suit, gave it my best sell, and weirdly, she said yes. But she can't read. I said, no worries. You can be Tiny Tim. He has one line. So took her backstage, the rest of the crew. Saw one of my guys. He had on a black cape on. He had his finger ready, practicing. He was going to be the ghost of Christmas past. We had an older gentleman who usually tells me about how he's a 4-star general and the vice president and the president, but not today. He was focused and he was ready to be our narrator. One of my younger guys usually comes in a crumpled, dirty shirt and jeans. He was looking really good. He had a sports coat on. He was ready to be our Scrooge. And Virginia, someone had found her like a newsboy's cap and a cane, and she was ready to be Tiny Tim. And so without further ado, the curtains opened, or something happened, and the play began. Literally just as you would have expected it to begin. People kind of forgot their lines, reread lines. The psychiatrist that had planned the whole thing had to run out because there was a medical emergency, and I had to jump in last minute as the ghost of Christmas yet to come. But despite all that, you started to see things unfold. Scrooge was meeting the ghosts. You were understanding sort of the meaning of Christmas. And then I got a little nervous. So we're having this sort of play, and I had picked one of our most paranoid and irritable clients to play a beloved character and deliver a beloved line. Maybe not the best idea. And so as I saw her slowly nodding off on the center of stage, still got a little more nervous. And then you play, Scrooge was coming in with his goose, maybe Mark's goose, I'm not sure. He was coming in, and I go over, and I sort of nudge Virginia. And weirdly, without any other prompting, she walks up to the center of the stage and says, "God bless us, everyone." And weirdly, she nails it. She nailed that line. People were cheering and laughing and screaming. And there was a small break from the chaos. You could feel it. And I really did not think what would have come from this Christmas carol. But now I know that sometimes in all of this chaos, there can be some peace. Thank you. Happy holidays.